You are listening to The Vitals, a monthly podcast for all things oncology nursing. For even more content, check out oncologynursingnews.com or find Oncology Nursing News on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn. Hi everyone, this is Lindsay Fisher, Associate Editor at Oncology Nursing News. Phone triage systems are popular among patients and providers for their ability to get patients help sooner. We recently spoke with Nikki Urban, a registered nurse and practice manager at Allegheny Health Network, about her institution's phone triage program. She discusses how the program came about, some of its successes, and how a phone triage program can bring value to an oncology institution.
My name is Nikki Urban, and I am a registered nurse. I am one of the three regional managers for Allegheny Health Network Cancer Institute.
And so just to start off, can you give an overview of what the phone triage project looks like?
Yes, absolutely. So the phone triage process is a patient-centered initiative that really has patient access in mind. The initiative has provided the opportunity for patients to call in and have their concerns addressed in a real-time fashion with an oncology-trained nurse.
Awesome. And so how did you come about to get this system in place?
So phone triage is always a challenge in any specialty office. And oftentimes what ends up happening is that calls come in, patients select, a higher level of clinical care, a nurse's line or something such as that. And they end up going into a voicemail where there's somebody that when they have an opportunity, they'll triage the calls one by one and try to get back to patients in a timely fashion. Unfortunately, in the oncology population, that could mean that a patient with significant symptoms might be leaving a message about those symptoms on a voicemail line. And if the staff are busy in clinic, they can't get back until the end of the day. So we can't really address symptoms same day, real time. Right. So we started to have a dialogue surrounding that as we saw these things coming up and patients maybe needing to go to the ER at the end of the day because we just couldn't address their concerns.
Since implementing this project, what have been some of the successes your institution's seen?
Well, it has been very exciting. I know sometimes patients will call and they're like, oh my goodness, I have a real person that I'm speaking to. So patients have been excited about it. The oncology triage team, as they're able to immediately address symptoms, assess patients, and decide if a patient needs a same-day visit or they need to come into our infusion office for supportive care, they can schedule those appointments right at the point of the call and get a patient scheduled in to see a provider or maybe have some hydration if the orders are already in the chart. Systematically, we have seen an increase in those same-day visit opportunities, and we've also seen on our press gainy surveys that our access to care or reaching the office staff with ease, we've seen some increases in that. So I think patients are responding positively to the program.
When you first implemented the projects, have you had to make any adjustments or changes?
Yes, we have. Our nurses, previous to the project, they were in the office and they were able to, kind of actively manage a multitude of things that were more office-based. As we have several office feeding into the phone triage line, sometimes they are taking messages. They can actively resolve about 50% of the calls that do come into the line, just meeting the patient's needs, helping them with an appointment, answering a question, generating a refill. But there are a few items that maybe need to go to the office staff, non-urgent, that need to be managed centrally. So those tasks, as they went to the offices, we have a delegation grid to kind of direct those. But we soon realized that we also needed a operational workflow in the offices for who was going to address each issue that came in. So that was a lesson learned, and we were really able to smooth that out. We've really found that education is so key, not only with the office staff understanding the purpose of phone triage, the need for immediate access for patients and how to handle those calls. But we've also found, you know, sometimes patients were used to speaking to specific people in the office, and now they have a couple nurses they might reach. So kind of educating them that, you know, this is an oncology trained nurse. They're going to help you when you call. It's been a satisfier. So I think they've been really excited about the opportunity to call in and really get things addressed immediately.
Yeah, and I can see how that might be a small adjustment for the patients, but overall, mm-hmm. really a good thing.
Yes, very much so.
And so you were speaking about education, that sort of leads me into my next question, which is how might training differ for a triage nurse compared to a non-phone triage nurse? You know, trying to assess a patient's well-being and needs over the phone can be quite different than in person. So how do you standardize that training for them?
Yes. Yeah, that was a big consideration as we considered how we were going to implement the project. So we very early on determined that, you know, nurses needed to have oncology experience. So we don't even consider anyone unless they have had at least a year of oncology infusion clinic experience. That skill set's very, very important because we're on an electronic health record. Our staff are able to assess all of the assessment tools that would be available in person in the office. And I think in general, you know, sometimes when you're just talking to somebody on the phone and you're in the comfort of your own home, you know, there's a lot of dialogue that occurs. Patients are very comfortable kind of going through those assessments and really talking about what their concern is. So I think those nurses sometimes, because it isn't a terribly rushed situation and the patient's comfortable in their own environment, that they can really get to the bottom of what the issue is and have their concerns addressed. Education is really focused on hands-on. We have shared files that the nurses can access for each of the offices so they know who the providers are, who the support staff are, how to direct calls. So a lot of it is just learning how to obtain resources, how to get the information that's required and who to give it to. And, you know, it's really been very helpful. Hands-on training is usually best for these nurses. So we just get them on the phones right away since they already have the clinical experience. They just have to learn how to handle the calls, start the telephone encounters. We also created kind of standardized SBAR format clinical notes. So even as the office teams are getting our messages, they're very standardized and have the necessary information to really get the answer back to the patient as quickly as possible.
And so in your opinion, what is the value of a phone triage program and how can it improve patient outcomes at various institutions?
Yes. You know, truly the best value is the patients being satisfied, patients having access to care. So, you know, as we have patients reaching out to us and we can identify kind of more urgent situations for oncology, if we can bring those patients in, assess any toxicities or any issues that they're having, we can potentially adjust treatments. And as we adjust treatments, we can improve adherence, keep patients on track for treatment, and ultimately we can improve their outcomes based on the adherence and completion of treatment. So the fact that it is so patient-centered is really the true value that we can help these patients through their care journey. You know, the phone triage project was very new. We did a huge literature search trying to find if other institutions had done things like this. And there really wasn't a lot of literature to go off of. Mm-hmm. So initially it was kind of homegrown. I really appreciate AHN's take on the ability to support this, to get it staffed, the senior leadership support, and, you know, all really focused on the patient because that was our end goal, to really be able to have those patients' needs, you know, answered in a real-time method. So it's been exciting to see it evolve. We're just getting prepared to hire a sixth nurse on. So it's growing and patients are happy. And, you know, the staff have a lot of satisfaction in being able to resolve patient needs.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Vitals. Be sure to never miss a beat with Oncology Nursing News.